The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Keeping it, we're keeping that choice. You put the piano through that patch that gave it this voice. Hey, hey, welcome to Off Book Improvised Musical 2.
That's it's right, it's the sequel now. The first show's done. Wow.
We got Off Book Improvised Musical Podcast. This is a fan band episode. Welcome, Zach Reno.
Welcome, Jessica McKenna.
Welcome, Scott Passarella.
Welcome, Jessica McKenna.
Welcome, Brett Morris.
Bienvenido.
Bienvenido, Paco.
Welcome, Dana Wickens.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, everyone. Bienvenido.
Welcome to your listener to this fan band episode wherein we don't do a narrative plot. We just talk and then do
sing songs. Boy, I love in Spanish that B and V are the same or have that like interchangeable sound.
Clarify.
The vaca is la vaca.
You make a noise exactly halfway between a B and a V.
Yeah.
I love it.
And P's are very soft. Like you're not supposed to feel air on your hands.
A nice soft.
When you say P.
Paco. Bienvenidos, Paco. That was in a video from my Spanish class.
We've talked about
Ven conmigo, Paco.
I think we've talked about this before, but the French standardized books that taught you English had one very specific sentence that they would teach people, which was, "Where is Brian? Brian is in the library." So if your name is Brian and you go to a French speaking country,
you really know how to ask for that library.
Drop some library jokes and the French will love it.
I feel like the library is overrepresented these days.
I'm not going to the biblioteca.
Yeah, that much. Discoteca.
I'm always going to
the country. I need to go to a place that has nothing but books written and not my language.
Yeah.
To learn more about the language I barely know how to speak.
Can I do a very, very, very strange but related segue that is going to get extremely sort of nerdy and specific and insular?
Yes. Can he? He must.
We can take a vote.
So I am watching an anime show now that is part of a genre called isekai, which basically, as I understand it, means someone, usually by dying, ends up in a new world. So at the very beginning of this show, a young woman dies. I forget how. It's not really important. She then wakes up as like a 7-year-old with all of the memories of her past life.
Interesting.
In a new world that is, let's say, like fantasy Lord of the Rings-esque, but a little bit less scary.
Okay.
More like agrarian and rural.
Sure. Ooh.
And her whole thing is that in this world, because she was a huge like book nerd, books are really hard to come by here because it's the past. And her whole thing is like, let me invent libraries, basically.
Library. I was gonna say she's Gutenberg and invents the printing press.
Well, she knows all about it, so she has to like take these blacksmiths step by step and be like, okay, first we need to make first we need to make paper out of trees and not out of like animal hide.
Right.
And now she's like, okay, well now we need like a typesetting. Like she knows the whole thing, but it's all just so she can read books. And the show is called The Ascendance of a Bookworm.
Wow. That's pretty great.
It's extremely good.
That made me think of that.
It's on Crunchyroll for those of you.
Twilight Zone where his poor glasses break.
Oh, what's one of my faves?
Wait a minute. Zach, she has to write all the books that she's going to read.
She first has to create like an economy in which books are available to get.
God.
So that she
can. Time traveler's nightmare.
So that she can read books.
Guys, I got this great idea for a microwave. Okay. Yeah. Shit. All right. Like, well, I got like 900 steps.
Yes, it would be like if your main thing was I love to eat Hot Pockets. And to do so, you had to invent like
and
the microwave.
It took less than 5 minutes to get to food.
Sure. Do you ever. Hot Pockets is like the best Shonen Jump there is.
That's undeniable. True.
Do you ever think, like, I've often thought, like, if this thing wasn't invented, like, could I have invented that? Or, like, if the world was, you know, like, pre that thing.
What's that thing for you, Brett? Like, what's that thing you
I don't know. It bums me out sometimes. Like, I'm like, could I have invented the, like, stop and serve from a coffee pot?
I've often thought. Could I have invented a coffee pot? Oh, often thought, how often I have thought, could I have invented a coffee pot?
I'm wondering somewhat frequently, could I have invented a small TV? I've been wondering somewhat frequently, could I have invented just a little TV?
I've been musing on, could I ever gone so far as to make a thong, a small piece of underwear.
Could I have figured out how to invent the tile substance that's known as grout?
Thoughts and thinking,
wanderings and musing.
Could we have invented
things?
I've noodled about. Oh, how I've noodled about.
Weirdly, the words for thinking aren't hard. It's the word that comes after the word for thinking. I've been giving form. I wondered, could I have come up with the name that we all know as Norm? It's short for Norman, but someone came up with it. Before then, people were only named other things like Michael and Ben.
Thoughts and thinking,
wanderings and
things.
Probably not.
I had the same thought.
I don't think you have an inventor.
Inventor is not in my DNA.
I don't know, Zach, you're a creator, you're an inventor of stories and
songs. I'm a weaver of tales.
You're a weaver of tales.
A craftsman of words and notes.
What is a story if not an invention of thought?
But still probably not.
Yeah, I don't think I have a technical brain.
That's different though.
I remember
I'm not an engineer.
No, I remember people being like, you know what's great about like Lego or Kinex is like, yeah, you can follow the instructions, but also you could creatively build your own thing. And I was always like, sure. And I would try and be like, it's a nothing.
Oh, see, I love that, but I think it is the difference between like the difference between an artist and an engineer. Like I can imagine things. But the step that goes after that of like, how do you put into practice the construction of that thing?
Right. That's
absolutely.
What I mean. Like I could draw anything, but once I tried to like make it with Kinex, it would end up being like, it would look like nothing.
Mm. I was mostly just making big dragons with Legos.
Big dragons of your own invention?
Yeah, yeah, just big dragons.
That's pretty cool.
Or like spaceships that had like plants on them.
Dude, can I do a nephew flex right now?
Yeah, and
nephew flex!
Listen, y'all heard about NFTs? Non-fungible tokens? That's not this. It's
a nephew flex time. Yo, okay, so I got a nephew.
Segment called NFT. Jessica, what's your NFT?
Okay, so my nephew Zeke, shout out. He is so good at building Lego and he is like really, really creative. And some of you might have seen on my Instagram that for Christmas I did buy myself the McAllister home from Home Alone.
And did the whole thing in time lapse?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did many, many sections in time lapse and I put up a video of me building and then the completed process. So Zeke loves Lego.
Neff was a Lego flex, not a...
Yeah, I'm getting there. Okay, okay. So I also, Zeke loves Home Alone. When he was little, he used to be like... when he was really little, he'd be like, oh, and then Mauve gets hood. Like he really loved Home Alone from a young age. So I like FaceTimed him and I was like, look, Zeke, look what I built. And he was like, that's so cool. And I took him through all the rooms and all the little like hidden Easter eggs from the movies and like everything about it. And then he sent me a video days later where he just from memory and probably like looking at pictures online with his own Legos, just built as much of it as he could.
Oh my God.
He was like, so here's like that thing where the iron can come down and hit Marv. So I tried to do it this way and he like walks me through. He's like, so I was out of these kind of bricks. And then he also has no attachment to it. He's like, I'm probably going to take it apart tonight. So I wanted to video it before.
We got different brains.
Wow. I mean, he's really, really brilliant that way where I was like, you saw this. And it's not like he doesn't do the whole thing, but he's like doing whole sections of it from memory and just figuring out like, how to accomplish something similar with his own blocks. And I was like, wow.
I love that.
So that was my NFT nephew flex time.
Brett's nephews are like, I mean, I'm going to say by proxy, I consider them like my nephews because I have no siblings.
Okay, they're not, but okay.
I have no siblings.
You can flex for these nephews.
No, but I'm pimping out Brett to talk about Trip when he memorized like all the airline stuff, because you'll be able to explain it better than me.
Oh yeah, like when he was probably 5 or something, he's always been like a researcher and just knows everything. And he's very correct. Like I've verified his facts and he's always right. And like he would research, he got obsessed with planes and he researched so much stuff that I would end up like calling him before trips and be like, hey, Trip, like, does Southwest have like outlets by the seats? And like every single thing.
Whoa.
You'd be like, yeah, if it's a like 747 model, this
that
or whatever
not
it
the
does.
Sort of insular, that is not the sort of like minuscule information that I was expecting from this. That's incredible.
No. And then he would even know like mergers, like corporate mergers that were like on the horizon and stuff.
This
like
NFT is a subcategory of Trips advice.
Yes.
Trips. I love that his name is Trip.
Yeah, it's great.
Trip. I'm going on a trip. What should I do? That's my impression of me calling your nephew Trip.
Yeah.
He's so good.
You do a mean Jessica.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I got the voice, you know. I used to, this is influenced by Eddie Izzard's special Dress to Kill, but in high school, I was obsessed with doing an impression of my mom that was just like, hello. Like, she didn't talk that way at all. I'd be like, oh, Jessica, are you coming home?
The vibe is correct.
Yeah, just like a really high voice of like, I packed you a snack, but make sure you eat the apple first. Bye. I love you.
Impressions that feel correct but are not correct is, I think, a really powerful category of impressions.
Yes, and it's the only one I'm same. Meant for.
Hard same.
In this world.
That's right.
When you're like trying to figure out your skill set as a comedian, you're like, oh, this whole thing? No, thank you.
Yeah. No one wants an accurate Shatner. They want a Shatner Shatner.
That's right.
Or a take your pick.
Take your pick, Shatner. All right. Well, that was fun. I enjoyed that.
I like talking about all these things with you guys.
Yeah. That had some... I had some good stuff in it.
Yeah, it feels like I could have started a song at any time.
But.
Yeah, no, I love just jumping off in the D10 to do it. We'll find it as we go, probably. Oh! What? Are you kidding me? Here? I just ran into a man I haven't seen in a long, long time. I just met him on the street. I didn't hit him. No worry, he's fine.
I hadn't seen this man in a year or so. He's let his beard and hair flow and grow. At first I did a double take. Thought I made a big mistake, but it turns out it was him.
Celebrity, like a very important person to me. But it's just my friend Ben. I hadn't seen him in a while. He used to live next door on my street. Got a beautiful husband and kids.
And I was like, I'm so glad to know that new information is.
Ben works for NASA, but he doesn't work on site.
He's mostly JFPL, goes in at night.
Right. Ben's a vegan, makes an exception sometimes for pork.
Like one or two times a year if it's tender with a fork.
Ben doesn't. That's how his voice sounds.
That's my very accurate impression
and
of
Ben.
It's a spiritual impression.
Hello. It doesn't Hello. Sound like this, but this is the vibe.
Once or twice a year, NASA. I must have carnitas.
I work at NASA, but I sneak into JPL at night.
It's the Maybe same, I don't isn't sneak it? In.
No, we just work together all the time.
Oh.
NASA and JPL? Maybe it is the same.
Are they like parts of a whole? Is it like working for ABC underneath Disney? And
I have no idea.
Okay. So my thing about JPL.
I would love your thing about JPL. Just poor laughs.
Just poor laughs.
That joke was for six people.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Have I told this story? I probably have. That my friend, Kylie had a story from like growing up when they were first.
Stop. Kylie Minogue?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait.
Continue.
Stop. Kylie Minogue Jenner.
Wait, stop. Kylie Minogue Jenner. Yes. There was no other Kylies. She, in her like, you know, like in middle school when you first start getting like dropped off at the movies or whatever. And for her, she grew up in LA. It was like at City Walk. Mm. And people are like, oh, let's go talk to those like cute boys over there.
Yeah.
Let's get phone numbers. You know, the very beginnings of that happening for you in your life. And this boy asked her for her phone number and she said, sure, I'll give it to you. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 5. And I think of that all the time.
1, that's for area code. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 5.
Bye. Sure, I'll give it to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 5.
Listen, when me and the girls are at the mall, we're not here to talk to you.
Chasse, chasse, pass by the lids and the Gloria jeans. Try on new jeans, try out fun things because we're teens.
Walking by the Claire's, we're too old for that anymore. We're checking out all the other retail options. So many stars.
But if you come at me and you give it a try, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 5.
You ask for my number, you give it a try, you're getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 5. By the Wetzel stand.
Kate.
I see you buying a pretzel trying to hold my hand.
Can I hold it?
Yeah, sure. Hold on for a second. Uh-huh. How many fingers do you want to hold, I reckon? Because I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Bye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Bye.
These hands are not for holding, they're for trying on jeans, all right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Bye.
Are you getting a burger from Carl's Jr. for me?
Yeah.
Is it a Western bacon cheeseburger with sauce?
Yeah, it is.
But I want to say I can watch you floss. Okay, good job flossing. I like that dance. But I have to go with my girls to try on pants.
Well, before you go, can I have your number of your phone?
Sure, let me see if I can think of it on my own. It's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, bye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, bye.
I want this fry. I want this fry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, bye.
Oh, she took my fry and then she ran away. But I got her number. You think calling her is okay?
Sure.
But here's the thing. On my phone, there isn't a number for the last number by.
Me neither. Wait, should we spell it out?
Yeah.
Like 293?
Yeah. It's 293.
Yeah.
So her number is obviously 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 2, 9, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, 9, 3. I'm calling her now. It's not going through. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, 9, 3.
Uh-huh. 1, 2,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, 9. We're here to try on pants and take a fry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, 9. Bye for now. We'll be right back after this break.
Hold on. We're here to take on, we're here to try on pants and take a fry, but we'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Bye for now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back. Listen, if we don't... I wore a shirt for most of junior high, and I just want to say a significant portion of high school, that said, I'm out of bed and dress, what more than you? What more do you want?
Wow.
People of the same age are remembering this sort of graphic tees era, even if you didn't see that shirt. You felt, you saw a shirt that was spiritually a successor.
I was just having this thought the other day when I went to the Americana.
The brand.
My favorite place
on earth. People that brought you the Grove, but smaller and in Glendale, and honestly, better.
Better. When I was at the Americana at Brand to see Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Go see it. It's excellent.
Go see it. And I was passing. I was waiting for my friend outside of Urban Outfitters. And I thought, wow, I remember the first time that I went to an Urban Outfitters in high school. And it was at this like place that had a few stores, and they called it the Anti-Mall. And only alt people would go to the Anti-Mall. This my guy knows.
Is it only Hot Topic?
No. That's from malls, Brett. This is like really cool stuff that you would see in like a city, not a mall. This is an Urban Outfitters and like a place to get lemonade and maybe like one other thing. And then to combo that with like the first item of clothing that I owned from an Urban Outfitters was the Everyone Loves an Irish Girl t-shirt. I was like, the fact that my brain could simultaneously hold two truths, that shirt that then every single person had. Mm-hmm. Made me alt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's that thing of like, you're looking around and you're seeing like, oh, look at these people all know what's going on. They're all cool. They're alt, but they're cool.
They're alt, but they're cool. And now we all match in a different way.
There's so many of them that it's alt and it's cool.
Right.
And you don't even have, you have to think that hard about it.
But
sorry, real quick, before I forget, because I do want to go down this, I just did want to make a pitch for the graphic tee that says, I'm here to try on jeans and take a fry.
Okay, we'll put it up on the store. Because
It doesn't even finish.
It's the worst tagline to any action movie I've ever heard.
It doesn't even finish the and I'm all out of gum, right? Yeah. It's like, I'm here to chew gum and kick ass. And I'm all out of gum. I'm here to try on jeans and take a fry.
And.
That's what I'm here at this mall to do. Yes. Yes. But I remember there came a moment mid college where I decided I no longer wanted shirts with writing on them.
Oh,
I was I had already sort of like weaned myself off of that. Like my favorite one of that was I had a shirt that said race car spells race car backwards.
Yeah.
I loved that one.
It's great.
Yeah. But there was a time when like all of my shirts had writing on them. And then there was a time where I was like, I don't want that anymore.
No, I guess graphic tees are still a thing, but that was like a very specific subset of graphic tees that was everywhere. It was like the people that made pithy greeting cards found a very specific other job for a second and went ham, and everyone was like, yes. I want to say that shirt that I wore all the time, that I'm out of bed and dress one more than you want, do you want, was from my grandmother. So like, this was not like a purchase of mine. This was like, you went to a store and all you saw was these bad boys wall to wall. And then I had the same thing happen where at a certain point I was just like, we're not putting it. I actually don't.
Well, and I also don't want jokes on my shirt anymore.
Certainly no jokes.
No more jokes.
But even now, I think I have a lower tolerance for words.
Me too. It's usually if I have words, it's like from a place.
Yeah.
You know, like I might have a shirt that says like, Grand Canyon.
There are certain right, or if it looks like it is a logo and there are words within the logo, right, that's fine. But yeah, like a word that just looks like someone took like a text doc and put it on a shirt.
Right.
That time is gone.
Unless it's like deeply ironic or something like that. But even then. But I was going to say that I remember specifically wanting logos. Like I wanted like American Eagle and I wanted it to say American Eagle, or right, have sure, AE on
you
there,
that clout,
or yeah, Abercrombie or anything. But then I remember being mad. I was like, I like the shirt, but I don't want it to say like Abercrombie or like American Eagle. I just wanted like a plain color.
Yeah.
And I got annoyed. I was like, go take the logo away.
Excuse me, do you work here at the American Eagle?
Uh-huh.
Great. I was looking at the shirts that you have. So many beautiful shirts.
Uh-huh.
So many beautiful shirts. I was looking at the shirts you have here. And I'm thinking,
uh-huh,
these all work. These shirts, they're all making it work. My favorite one's this one, it's teal. And I honestly love it for real. And I got a request at which you might scoff. Can you take this teal shirt and take the words off? Do you have the shirt, but could you take the words off? Exactly same shirt, but with the words off. I love this shirt, but can you take the words off?
Huh?
I feel like I've accurately described what I'm asking.
Uh-huh.
Taking off the words from the shirt, that is the task, see?
Uh-huh.
See, I like the shirt, but I don't like the words.
Uh-huh.
So I want the shirt without the words.
Uh-huh.
Still shirt, no words. Place where the words were in.
Uh-uh.
So it looks like, okay, but you can cut the words out.
Uh-huh.
You.
Uh-huh.
And do it here so I can see if I like it before I buy this beautiful
uh-uh
shirt. You can't do that.
Uh-uh.
Well, then I guess I ought to move to plan three. Talk to your manager.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, are you the manager?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Who do I talk to about purchasing this American Eagle? Not the shirt, the store, and not this franchise, the company, the
uh-huh
whole friggin' deal.
Uh-huh.
American Eagle. Probably not enough for this company, huh? Maybe. Wait, hold on. J. Crew has almost the exact same shirt with no words. Never mind, I'm good.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, can I get your number, though?
123-456-78. Bye.
So 123-456-78-293? Got it. Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, there just becomes a moment where I can't say anything other than uh-huh.
I mean, I would never ask you to.
You know?
You're having so much fun saying, uh-huh, uh-huh, and uh-uh.
One time, wow, is this fun?
Welcome to our section It's called by many names, but it's frequent, where at the very beginning of a story, Jess doubts the radio worthiness of the story. It always ends up being fine. Plinko's welcome to an anecdote with Jess that she's unsure about.
Okay, so here's the deal. No one likes hearing about improv shows from the past. I know that's already dangerous.
Okay, the red flags are popping up.
Bing, bing, bing. Oh, look at all those flaggies, and they're all red. But I just want to shout out brilliant performer Jeff Hiller, who I saw in one of my first Baby Wants Candy shows I ever witnessed. Brilliant. Where he was silent the whole show, and it was so freaking funny, and I loved it so much. And then another player who I also love, but I was like, why are you doing that, really made him talk, and he was like three quarters of the way through the show, and I was like, no,
this is great,
that guy is never gonna speak, and if he does, it's gonna be the final line of the show. And she was in a scene where she eventually like broke him and he had to talk, and I remember being like, no,
you've ruined this.
You ruined it.
Jeff was right.
You did it wrong. Because sometimes there is a wrong way to do improv.
Next anecdotes with Jess. I saw Betsy Sidaro do the same thing one time. It was fantastic.
Be silent the whole time?
Yeah, for the whole show.
Wow. Yeah.
No one broke her because she's wild horses.
Yeah.
Oh, I did think of a thing I wanted to bring up here.
Okay.
I have now watched the second Fast and the Furious movie.
Oh, huge.
Too fast. Too furious.
This is exciting.
I will say, faster for sure.
Now, this is great because I definitely don't remember the plot of this one.
Great. So our boy Brian, he's back.
Yes.
But he's in Miami.
Okay.
Now, Ludacris, not just on the soundtrack this time, a character.
So this is where Luda comes in.
Look,
great.
Ludacris came in the movie and he's never been defeated and he won't stop now.
Because can I tell you, Luda is maybe, like, for me, my personal heartbeat going forward of the franchise.
And I love that. In this movie, it's clear that they were like, Ludacris, do you want to be in this movie? Or he was like, listen, I'm Ludacris. I would like to be in this movie. Here's what I want. To always win at all times. If I'm ever gambling on anything, I win.
Yes.
It's like The Rock, but with winning and gambling and being cool. Everyone's going to love me.
Yes.
I'm going to come out of it spotless. And I want to survive to the next movie.
I mean,
and they were like, yeah, and I want to do the whole soundtrack and it's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, he's like a giant part of the franchise.
And I love that because he's great. I mean, famously, he's never been defeated and he won't stop now.
Great.
And that's my update for Fast. I think the second one is, I texted this to you and I was like, hot take, second Fast and Furious movie better than the first. And Jessica was like, cool. No one really cares about 1 through 4. It's about 5 where people like it. So
yeah, I was like, at this point, I don't think anybody remembers or loves 1 through 4.
Not much to remember. I will tell you, not a whole lot happens in 2 other than Brian and his friend.
Dom?
Nope. Dom's not in this one.
Vin Diesel's not in it?
Correct. At all.
What?
There is no Vin Diesel. Wow. Neither hide nor hair of the Diesel in this movie.
Yeah. Wow. You are proving the point that I do not remember like part 2. I vaguely remember Tokyo Drift being in Tokyo.
And then 4, I have seen 4, but really 5. I'm excited for you to get to 5.
I can't wait. I'll get there. But first comes 3. So the next fan band, I will have watched 3.
Tokyo Drift. Which involves none of these characters. It's a spinoff.
Bye, Brian.
Bye.
Get out.
I can't believe Vin. I can't believe there's a Fast and the Furious movie that Vin's not in.
Brian kisses a girl one time in this movie. It is a real de-escalation from the first movie.
Wow. In so many ways, yet, not as Fast and Furious.
It's certainly less furious. It is faster. They do more actual driving.
Okay.
Less furious. Only one guy is mad one time, and it's the villain, and it's only at the very
end. And who's the villain? Is it that guy?
It's that guy who owns, like, he's like got all the cops on his payroll in Miami.
Sure.
He basically is trying to take all his drug money and like get out and just be gone.
Sure.
But a better movie, I think, than the first one.
I can't believe you'd come into my familia and think that there could be a movie.
Vin, you're not in this one, bud.
I can't believe.
Sorry, Dominic Toretto. You're not in this one, bud.
Dominic Toretto is in every Fast.
You were living your life a quarter mile at a time and Miami was too far away to get there.
Listen. You might not have seen me. I might be not on screen.
Oh, you were in the movie, though?
But I was in the movie.
You're like Christ in that way.
I'm the familiar. I'm the papa. There ain't a second without me. Okay. No nada. Dom is Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious is Dom. Because you can't be Fast and Furious. We
Okay, so just to clarify, what parts of this, like, where were you then during this movie?
Sure. I'm in the footprints on the beach sand.
Okay.
I was holding the movie up with my two hands.
Oh, were you, like, filming it?
I'm every breath you take, I'm every mile. I'm every little giggle, I'm every little smile. I'm always with you, I'm in your heart. I'm also every single car part.
I thought, yeah.
I'm in the engine. There is a movie with me and it's greater. If you're telling me I'm not in it, you're wrong. Because you can't be Fast and Furious without Dom. Not in two and not in three. It's me, Dominic Toretto, the beating heart of this family. Mi familia.
When I say mi familia, you say mi familia.
Mi familia.
Mi familia.
Mi familia.
Mi familia. He's the key grip, he's the best boy, he's the AD, he's the second AD, he's the PA!
If you think I'm not, then you're wrong. You can't have Fast and Furious. No, you can't. Familia. I'm the me.
Oh, that's right.
Wow, I can't believe he's not in that.
He's not in it at all.
That's crazy.
Not even a little bit.
That is crazy. That is...
So he basically is like, one, is this is my whole thing. Two, nope. Three, nope. Trilogy, in it less than not.
Wow. But then when we get to four, he's back and ready for more.
I believe it. I can't wait. First, I gotta do Tokyo Drift, though.
Yeah. Four is fine, and then five. Oh my God, you're going to be like, what? What franchise gets the best at five? You know?
What franchise gets five?
That's a great question.
Scream.
Great, Scream. Dane says Scream. That's correct.
Yeah, lots of
horror. All the horrors.
I mean, I guess these days we do a lot of like...
Party of Five.
Party of Five, that's right.
Scott Wolf.
After Party of One, Party of Two, Party of Three, and Party of Four.
Yeah.
But we do a lot of like Lord of the Rings, 1, 2, 3, part one, three, yeah. Part two.
Right.
Although we didn't do that with Lord of the Rings. Although we did do Three Hobbits.
Because if we are going in story order, Empire Strikes Back is the five.
That's right.
And it is the best. That's the five's the best, but it didn't go in that order, so... It's typically
that's
more
that's
like
a good point.
Making
that
a
would be
fifth.
Like if two is the best, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Making a fifth.
Two
honestly,
is the worst.
Honestly, congratulations.
Yeah.
We know how hard it is to get things made.
Hey, wait, I have a question.
Okay.
Okay. I think that I wrote a melody the other day, and Morgan and I couldn't decide if it existed or not.
I mean, okay. I have bad news like and this. Good news.
It does and it doesn't.
Correct. I mean, oh, you're going to play it on the piano.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, there she goes.
There she goes.
There she goes, walking to the piano. Okay.
That's been used.
Okay. What do we think?
Ooh.
Chord progression, I recognize.
Well, sure, yeah.
Specific,
oh, yeah.
But like that's the weird thing is that like
it feels like it's a real song, but I think it's just because it feels like how songs feel.
Listen, right. We have a wonderful sort of option here, which is that this podcast is listened by thousands of
that's
people.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I decided to crowdsource it in the moment.
That's great. If you think that this is if you know
specifically,
because Prince used to say this. He would like play something and be like, this is great. Did I write this? Because music stays in our... I don't recognize it.
I don't either.
I think it might be yours.
It's pretty, right?
It's beautiful.
So pretty.
Okay, so if this isn't a song, Zach and I will one day make it a song.
That's right.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay, thank you.
Yay!
I've heard that Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day,
mm-hmm.
like when he writes songs now, he almost has a team of researchers to like scour if it's been done before. Cause like partly because he writes like such familiar sounding stuff now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like Jess and I are working on a musical right now. And I'm constantly running into this thing where it's like, it feels very hard with the, you know, number of notes that we use in Western music to find a combination of them that hasn't been done in some sort of thing. And then I'll hear like hooks from popular songs on the radio, and I'll be like, this hook is from this other song, and no one really cares, right? Like everything is its own creation.
I think
there's times when like if you've taken everything from it, then that's like the same. But I think it is,
I think
you break down the pieces like, small enough.
I'll put it to you this way. There's an entire like section of a Radiohead song that is verbatim the Hollies song from like 20 years ago. Like an entire section of it. And that's a band that you're like, oh, Radiohead does like fascinating, interesting things. Nope. We all just rip off whatever's around. It's undeniable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just also not on purpose. Like, stuff is just, like, baked into your head and your ears.
Right, the moment you're doing it on purpose, that's crime. But
right.
When if you just, like, do it and it's there, it's like, whatever.
I feel like when you're at that point where you think it sounds, like, too familiar or you're wondering,
then you have
like,
to
a good
research.
Way to mix it up is to add, like, something that's rhythmically quirky at that moment. Mm. Like, add, like, a measure that's 7 or 2 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then that's probably not...
What if I added a measure that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
Is the buy in the next measure or is it part of that measure?
It's part of that measure.
Oh, there's 9-8 time.
I mean, okay, so sorry. I do need to just make a brag right now.
Do a brag.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to create it out of clay.
Yeah, you are an inventor. And
I am an inventor that I figured out it was 293 without looking at my phone.
You sure did. I looked it up to verify it, but you did just like call it out.
Okay.
You know my problem is that I can never remember if 1 is in the mix.
It's not.
It's not. And that's, but I always think it might be.
Yeah. Okay, that was just me, you know, just wanted to brag.
Who out here got real good at T9 text for the 5 minutes that was?
Oh, yeah.
I never got that good at it.
I got very good at it.
That's great.
And it's a lost skill.
It would be great if someone could, like, transmute that skill for us of, like, actually, that's now really good at this thing.
I would love to be able to do the video game equivalent of respec my skill points into things that I currently actually need them for and not things that I don't need them for.
I'm
like
sorry,
remembering
can you tell me that verb, respec?
I don't know.
It's
if
like a video game
I don't know if
term.
Respec is an actual word. It's a video game term where you take the attributes that you have put into your life and you respec them.
Yeah,
that's
you get
very
to like
cool.
redistribute what you're good at.
Like I put too many points in strength, but I'm a wizard, so I actually want to take all that strength that I don't
strong.
Need, and I need to put it into intelligence or arcana.
That's really cool.
Or wisdom.
Yeah. I feel like I was saying that the other day to someone with podcasting, like a lot of people who are not technically minded had to force themselves to learn enough to like podcast themselves. And then it's like, just kidding. Like right when you learn that, like now streaming or whatever, the next thing, that
right.
like, I want to respect myself a little bit towards streaming.
Yeah.
Like I want it
so badly, thank you.
Oh, no. Got a skill, I mute for me.
R-E-S-P-E-C.
Take my points from me. Turn it into, 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 turn it into wisdom. Not strength. Turn it into, 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 turn it into wisdom. Not strength.
Ooh. What you choose, baby dexterity. What do I need? Probably intelligence. All I'm asking is for a little respect. Uh-huh. R-E-S-P-E-C. That's give attributes back to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-E. Give those attributes back to me. Nine in strength now. Pickle jar open. Ain't no problem. Take the rest. Me very gonna make eggs.
Ooh yeah. Turn it into, 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 turn it into eggs.
Making eggs over easy, no problem. Poached, no problem. Hard boiled, no problem. Eggs.
A French omelet.
It only took another 50 minutes for this show to get back to what it's really about. Thank you for listening.
Food and video games.
To Off Book, the improvised musical, a show that is sometimes about music, but mostly about food and eggs.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, originally, this song was by Otis Redding, I think.
That's right.
And it was about making your wife have sex with you. And then when Aretha took it over, she really made it better.
Yeah. Turn it into, turn it into, turn it into, turn it into feminism.
Give it that respect.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Give it up for Scott Passarella. Welcome, Scott. Welcome.
Give it up to Brett Morris. Welcome, Brett Morris.
Give it up for Dana Wickens. Welcome, Dana Wickens.
Welcome, Jessica McKenna.
Welcome, Zach Reno.
Welcome you, dear listeners. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. And until then, I hope you give yourselves a little respect.
Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Bye.
Bye. I'm here to try on pants and take a fry, and I'm all out of pants.